here with Maxi Curran, Donegal manager. Maxi, not an easy one to talk about, but give us your thoughts after that game.
Yeah, look, very disappointing, surely. I think we've seen today the value of a very successful underage period that Cork have had over the last 5, 6, 7 years. You know, they've contested a lot of minor and under-16 events, and you've seen that's starting to bear fruit there. The quality of their underage players is very impressive, and you know, we have a lot of ground to make up, and you know, that's probably the bigger story. But look, today, as it was, we were just found wanting. You know, we just weren't up to the pitch of it, and we were totally outfought and you know, outplayed all over the field. And look, fair play to Cork, they're just a better team, BMI.
Is there any positives you can take from today's performance?
Yeah, look, you know, we have an awful lot of young players, like with another girl making her debut today. You know, I think that's the 13th debut we've given out, and you know, when we're running in February this year. You know, Abigail Temple is a good player, cornerback, and you know, Katie Dowd is 16 years of age. She's played, you know, this is her debut season, and Kiva Keown, it's her second start. So look, not a lot of young players trying to find their feet, and look, there's always positives. You know, they have to start somewhere. So look, there's that side of it. I thought our goalkeeper had a great day. It's probably, you know, a bit surprising to see when you concede 5 goals, but I thought our kickouts were brilliant under serious pressure from Cork. I thought we showed great courage in winning our own kickout, but just lost the ball too easily in the other half of the field, and we got punished, you know, severely by a Cork team that are, you know, with some lovely footballers and, you know, some serious forward talent, and you know, they put us to the sword every chance they got.
Where do you go from here? Like, it doesn't get any easier, unfortunately. Division 1, I think you've Dublin out the next time. Where do you go from here?
Look, you know, our season isn't hanging on you know, Division 1 or being in Division 1 or being in Division 2. You know, there is a massive period of transition coming for Donegal, and look, some will say you're better in Division 1 to do that, some will say you're better in Division 2. So look, we're just taking it day by day and game by game. You know, we play Dublin in 2 weeks time at home, and look, we know we'll have no fear of Dublin. We'll go into that, you know, as buoyant as we have any other day we play Dublin, and then we have Mayo the week after that. So you know, it's still probably largely in our own hands, and we just got to circle the wagons again. You know, I don't think that's a fair reflection of where we're at. That's we're not that far behind Cork or anybody else for that matter in Division 1. So look, sometimes you just have a bad day at the office, and you just got to dust yourself down and pick yourself up and go at it again, and that's what we'll do.
There's a couple of maybe high profile players that aren't with you at the moment. We saw Niamh McLaughlin seem to be there, wasn't coming on. Can you give us an update maybe on a couple of players that might be coming back in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, look, Katie Heron made a comeback today. You know, it's her first game this year. Niamh will be back probably sooner rather than later, but look, we're just not exactly sure when. So yeah, look, they'll definitely help things. Jamie Boycar was missing today as well. She's had a brilliant league for us. So there were a few, you know, big players that were missing that'll definitely help the thing. But look, you know, you can't hang your hat on either on what happened in the past and who done what in previous years. You know, you have to look forward, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, trying to further the thing in terms of the future of Donegal as well, and try and prepare players for the next generation, and for when these older guards do step away, and that's coming down the track. It is very fast, and the only way those younger guards are going to learn is by being on the field, and unfortunately you have to take some beatings along the way. It's all part of the learning, and you know, these older guards that we all, you know, talk about got plenty of beatings themselves by the likes of Cork, you know, and their formative years, and these young guys will be the better for that. So listen, it's not all doom and gloom at all. You know, people get carried away by results, and you know, and the narrative is that, you know, that the league is going to disasters for us, but it hasn't really, when you consider the amount of players that we've had to play, you know, had to blood, and the amount of debuts we've handed out, and the inexperience in the group. And you know, luck today wasn't a good day, but up to this we've been pretty competitive with everybody, and we take a bit of pride in that, and there's definitely value in that. So look, it's onwards and upwards.